Proclamation number 1533 of 22nd July 1940. Worldly successes, spiritless time. People are still caught up in terrible error. They do not recognize the rod of discipline that is being waved over them. They are blinded and have no right judgment of the demon that rules them. And this is the cunning of the evil one, to cloak himself in the appearance of righteousness. This is his weapon, which is effective with those who are themselves without falsehood. For their minds do not believe in such a game of intrigue by the adversary, and they therefore seek to invalidate all evidence. And it will still take some serious evidence to make these deluded people see. The world only sees the worldly successes, but does not consider how unspeakably poor in spiritual successes people are at present. It does not consider what dreadful consequences such a disenchanted time conjures up. And since they lack realization, they do nothing to get out of this bleak situation. They live without thinking of their end. They rejoice in every earthly success and try to attribute it to extraordinary ability. However, if they wanted to recognize a desolate spiritual state, they would never approve of it, but try to remedy it. But their strength is too weak. They have to wrestle with themselves in order to arrive at a clear judgment. Human clues are not enough unless God Himself speaks to them in many different ways. Only then will it become clear in them, and full of horror they will turn away from the one who has slowly confused their senses, who himself uses all of a person's good impulses for himself and his advantage. The spiritual experience is only that which makes life on earth worth living, for only then does the human being truly enjoy life, whereas before in the human being hungers for spiritual redemption, but this can only take place if he rejects the world, and does not allow himself to be beguiled by mammon or other earthly dazzle. First, the teachings from God have to be conveyed to people. Only then will they begin to look at all world events around them with different eyes, and only then will it be possible for them to form a sound judgment and learn to despise what they have worshipped so far, to try to detach themselves from its influence and to turn to the Lord in faithful prayer for deliverance from evil power. Only then will people's spiritual state become higher and the danger of humanity's complete downfall be averted, for now the divine power will work again since it is requested, and therefore also granted for the sake of the soul's salvation. Amen.